are you? Now we got this right.
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's finally too nice. Almost meet you.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't officially met yet, but we're video chatting. So
right? That's like halfway. It's like online dating.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit like that.
So guys, today, as I told you, we are doing another podcast, and if we do something, you know, silly here, just bear with us, because we're not gonna cut that off. We're gonna leave the silliness in here. This is Jade Capri, and you can contact me on my website, www.jadecapri.com. My Twitter is at jadecapri1, and my email is jadecapri@protonmail.ch. Or you can go on my contact page and fill it up 100% of that, or at least 95, please. Today we have Keiki. Keiki, please say hello to everybody.
Hey guys! If I have any Keiki fans out there, show me your tits. My contact information is, my email address is kikiconnoisseur@protonmail.ch. My Twitter is kiki_nw for Northwest. And I have a Tumblr account. I do not have a website, but there's tabs on my Tumblr account. If you access it through the desktop, it's much easier that you can see different things where I have my facts page, rates, everything else. And it's epicureofkiki.tumblr.com. Go check it out.
So wait, I have been saying your name wrong. I say as I read it.
No, everyone says it like that. It's totally fine with me. They always say Keiki because that is actually how it's spelled. Uh-huh. So you technically you said it right. I'm saying it wrong.
No, because I always read, you know, the word no.
You read it correctly. I have changed it to be Keiki instead of Keiki.
Oh, okay. I say Keiki.
Yes.
And I don't understand why the word known has a K in before, but you don't read that.
Yeah.
But the grammar and the words is gonna be for another day. Today we are getting to know Keiki a little bit, and we are talking a little bit about, you want to tell them?
We're gonna be talking a little bit about social media, a little bit about mental health, more positive side of it. And just kind of about our experiences, our life experiences that we have, and try to get my fans to get to know me a little bit better.
And just talking away and pretend nobody's there listening to us.
I know.
So tell me something. How do you spend your time away from work?
Well, I try to take care of myself by reading a lot of books that will help me become emotionally more stable, become aware of my habits or energies that I'm putting out into the world. And then I have been getting back into running, and I really love adventuring outside, camping. I love going to different breweries, wineries. That's fun. I'm a day drinker. I'm not so much a night drinker. I think it's safer to drink during the day than it is the night.
Okay, so that does make sense. It's still daylight. But I never knew they have a lot of good wineries in Seattle.
Well, you know, so Woodinville definitely does. The Woodinville area, which is 25 minutes outside. No, it's probably further. It's probably 30 minutes outside of Seattle.
Still not bad.
Yeah, and they have at least seven. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have a lot of wineries out there. It's really, really nice. I mean, it's so nice for a small retreat. If you want to take someone, it's a perfect spot.
Like a daytime trip if you want to, right?
Yeah, a girls' trip even. That's fun.
Or get a bed and breakfast to spend the night in there.
Yes, it's really, really nice and romantic. It's probably one of the best atmospheres during the fall. Mm-hmm. And then during the summers, it's really nice too.
Do you do outings there too?
I have before, but for more personal reasons.
But so somebody that, was a lot of somebody that can be out and during the day, you would offer that?
Yeah, I would. I would. There's different areas where you can even have a picnic. You can see some of the gardens out there. That's really nice.
Oh, that's pretty. I want to see pictures. I am still finishing my blog for when I visit Seattle.
Woodinville is one of the best areas so far that I've been to for wine. I can't speak about any others.
No, that's fine. I mean, opinion. It's the best ones you saw so far. Yeah. We have here, I mean, it's not super close, but it's 2.5 hours, and I have done outings there too. It's the wine country here is. The drive is really nice there, you know, and I don't know how many wineries they have there, but it's really, really nice. It's not Napa. Napa is further away. I haven't been in Napa yet.
I actually haven't either. Just because it just hasn't been one of my to-do things, but I've always seen other girls going. It looks like a lot of fun.
I know. Maybe we should plan something in there. Everybody meet in there, you know?
Yeah, I think it would be really fun. I'm kind of concerned, though, like, how dry it is there. Like, I wonder if it's as dry as I think it's going to be there, or if it's
like the weather, better. The dry weather?
Yeah, the dry weather, yeah. Kind of. You know, not a lot of rain, so...
I don't know there, but I know Nevada, and Nevada is freaking dry.
Yeah.
Dry, and the minerals and the water, but I do love it here, you know, like, I have my daily routine. It's like eye drops, chapstick, and coconut oil all over my body, yeah. Because the dry in water, tons of water, because let me tell you, this dry weather here will, like, kill me. I will be dehydrated, like, in a day or less.
Yeah.
And, so you like to read your books and you like to go to wineries, to run. I seem to be coming across a lot of runners.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best ways I have the ability to zone out, meditate, whatever you want to call it. And I just let my thoughts flow freely without judgment, and it's one of the best experiences I have. I think right now in my life, I'm just more about developing myself as a person.
So do you listen to something, or you just listen to the nature?
I will zone out to music a lot. If I don't have music, yeah, I'm one of those people that will cry about not having music with their workout because I can't do it, can't handle it. But I don't run at the gym. I run on my property out in the woods. So, you know, I shouldn't have my music on because I'm sure something could kill me. So, jeez, you know.
I don't even think about that. Right. So for you that don't know, me and Kiki, we started talking when she had her accident. She couldn't work. How long did you stay out of work?
I'm pretty positive it was at least like 4 months.
Wow, that's long. Wow.
4 months, maybe 3 months, because I had to go back to work a little bit quicker than I thought I was going to go. So, I don't know, 3-4 months probably.
Yeah, but that was a pretty big cut for you, like the surgery itself.
Oh, I know. I always joked about the scar that, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Sons of Anarchy, and there's the mom named Gemma, and she's really gnarly bad scar in her chest. Uh-huh. And I was so scared that was what my scar was going to look like.
Oh, I have to look.
It's not as bad. It's like going to be way better than hers. But it's funny, my nephew called me the other day. He's like, oh, I just saw your Halloween photo where you're wearing a wolf mask and you can see your scar. And I'm like, and I wanted to say it reminds me of Gemma from Sons of Anarchy. I'm like, God damn it.
Hey. Just say you got in a fight and yet they should see the other person.
Well, it was more of a compliment. He was just trying to say that it really went with the mask.
All right. No, but I'm just joking, you know, like, who come out of a fight with a cut like that, you know?
I know.
But then, you know, like, Kiki was going through a period where she couldn't work, and I decided to help out, and then we start talking a little bit, and she was nice enough. Remember when you offered to send the newsletter for me when I was visiting?
Yeah, I was doing that. And a lot of, you know, like, my clients really liked that. Mm-hmm. They liked, you know, kind of like the ability to, I don't know, maybe have my opinion or something, or, you know, I just said, you know, I think these girls are really cool. I think you guys would probably connect. So here you go.
Thank you.
All up to you guys.
That wasn't necessary, but it was really nice of you. Thank you. And I'm glad I could help a little bit, you know, like why you
couldn't
work.
Thank you for helping me out. I mean, it's friendship.
Right? I mean, I think it's the start of a nice friendship back then. Even though we don't really talk, I always see you.
Yes.
Are you the type of person... Oh, did we finish talking about how we met? I think so, right?
I think yeah, we did. I mean...
What a host, huh?
It's okay. I would do the same thing. I would be like, wait a second, do we talk about this? Do we talk about that? Oh, wait, I missed a question.
We should keep our day jobs.
I know.
So, are you the type of person who is always camera ready? Like, are you always dressed up and hair done and makeup done and everything?
I used to be.
You used to? I mean, not that you need. I'm just asking because they ask me that, okay? Not that you need.
No, that's a good question. I used to be when I was younger. I don't know. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh, you talk like you're 100 years old. Stop it.
I know.
When you were 10?
I know, I talk like I'm an old grandma. No, I used to be when I felt like when I really, really cared about that stuff, when I really cared about my looks, and it's not that I don't care now, it's just now I really care about my inward self-development, not so much my outward appearance anymore, because I'm okay with my outward appearance, not saying that people are not okay, you know, I'm not saying that.
But is there like a beauty routine that you keep even though you're not super done up every day? Is that something that you do that make you feel like super good?
Yeah, I mean, I try to not wear a lot of makeup. I always try to keep myself as natural as I can. I used to wear a lot of heavy eyeliner, and now I just stick with mascara and foundation and some shimmer, you know? Bring that shine out.
Yes.
And then I mostly just put coconut oil all over my body when I'm in the shower. You know, that's so nice. And then nightly, I have my own oil that I make. It's with rose hip oil, vitamin E oil, 24 karat gold, edible gold in it.
Edible.
And I love, and I put Brazilian orange oil for
a Brazilian nice scent. Orange? How come I'm Brazilian and I never heard of the Brazilian orange?
Yeah, I didn't know either until I looked on Amazon, but it's so nice. It's a really nice smell. And so I put it on almost every night, and I really, really love it.
Huh. And the Brazilian, the orange has vitamin C, which is good for your skin, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, everything that you said is good for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that sounds like a nice routine. I have my daily routine too, because, man, this desert here, like, almost kills me. Did you watch that movie, Rango?
Yes, I've seen it. Yes.
So remember in the beginning that scene when they drop him off, like he fell off the truck or the car, and his aquarium broke,
yes.
And the water in the road start like drying out, and he starts getting so dry.
Yeah,
that's how
what
I
do you
feel.
Do to like combat that? Like
that's how I feel, you know, like when I don't have my moisturizer on me. Or eye drops and chapstick and everything else that I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
So that's...
Is there any special oil that you use besides coconut oil?
For my face, I have to use different moisturizers, and I use with a little bit of retinol too. So, mm-hmm. And I did my eye surgery, and now I have a blog about that. So I try not to get sun in my eyes, because it's been 6 months, because I did in February. But mm-hmm. I still like the sun here is really nice, but strong. So I try not to be out in the sun because of the scars. Which, if you ask me, I don't think is very visible. I can see some days. Other people, I don't know, they don't see. But I did it the upper and lower lid.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, I'm going to do now because I know, like, I can pay for, of course, and I heal well. So I want to make sure before I get older that I eliminate the problem.
Yeah, I mean, what was the recovery time?
Honestly, like, I did the surgery, and you're supposed to take the stitches 3 to 5 days after. And once I took the stitches, it was, like, healing pretty fast. Like, I didn't get all purple like some people do, you know? But
yeah.
I also drank, Arnica? Arnica extract?
Oh, okay. I've heard of that before.
Yeah, because that makes the bruises go away, you know? And it's not bad you drink that, because we did before a lot of home remedies. And
yeah.
That's one of the remedies for stomach. If you have stomach ache, you drink arnica extract with water. So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can ask me. My mom taught me a lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, up to 11, I hardly went to the doctors or to the hospital or anything like that. We just went when, because my sister, like, oh my god, she always had a cut. I don't know how she didn't lost a piece of her body, you know? she always had a cut. She, like, every month, basically, was stitching something. So that my mom couldn't fix, you know?
That is so cool, though.
Yeah, no, it's nice to know home remedies, you know? I'm sure a lot of people, like...
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper, and I feel like it's less chemicals. I don't know. So would you call yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
So I'm both.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can turn on this switch
mm-hmm.
where I'm bubbly, where I'm happy, and we can literally talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about bands? Let's talk about bands. You want to talk about classical music? Let's talk about classical music. You want to talk about physics? Let's talk about physics. You know?
Well, yeah,
I can
leave physics
about...
for later. You can talk to Claire about that.
We could talk about, I mean, I could really talk about anything and find interesting things about anyone's story
mm-hmm.
because I feel like there's always some kind of information that someone says that you don't know, and it's so enlightening. But then when I'm home,
mm-hmm.
I have my friends, but it's usually just it's me and my animals, and
mm-hmm.
that's kind of my alone time. And I can be a loner a lot, just as I can be as warm as bubbly as a lot of people assume that I am when they after they meet me.
So which animals do you have?
I have my dog Akina, and then I have two cats. And one's a girl, one's a boy, and they're really cute. They all like to play with each other.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They have a little friend in each other.
Yeah, they do. So that's really nice.
My sister has cats. I never hated cats. It's just that I never had, you know? And my sister has cats, and her cats, like, they come with their little paw and they hit you in the arm because they wanted you to pet them. They're so interesting because I always hear that cats wanted to be left alone, and those, they just want to be pet and they want to be around you. And she has one that is a little devil. Like, he goes on top of, like, on table, and if he sees something, he goes with his little paw and he pushes out.
Oh my.
It's like a child that wanted to get your attention. I don't get it, but it's funny, you know, those cats. So, yeah, I tend not to like cats a lot. I just don't have one. I have a schnauzer, a little one.
Oh, that's so cute. Is it a girl or a boy?
A boy. Yeah. Like earlier when I left my car for service, I put him outside, and when he don't go outside, he gets his little nose and he puts all his food outside his the little bowl. He's irritating like that. I feel like I just feel like not giving food to him the rest of the day because he's irritating when he does that.
My dog, one day, and this probably would have been a funny video, she locked me out of my house.
How?
By accident. Well, I had opened my side door, and my front door was locked, and my back door was locked. And I had opened it up, and I went outside to just grab something, but I had closed the front door. And she jumped up on the windowsill, and she pushed down the lock. And it locked me out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, luckily I got back in. I had to get in through a window, but, you know, I didn't have to break one, so that was cool.
That was a funny video, I suppose.
Yeah, it was like, it was a weird moment. I'm like, oh, great.
So you said you live by the woods. Do you guys have any, like, wild animals around the house?
Oh, yeah. Man, I have a coyote that is my neighbor. In the summer, I usually have a bear that's a neighbor.
Oh, wow.
Hold
on a second. I have a phone call. Hold on.
Okay. And then I had a coyote. Not a coyote, sorry. A mountain lion stalked me. And that wasn't fun. And
did you see it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it. I saw his eyes first. I saw him in the dark.
I got the chills now.
Oh, yeah, you get chills when you know that you're being stalked by an actual predator, not a human predator, but a
Well, both. Both predators give me the chills.
I know, right? You're being watched. It's one of the weirdest feelings, and it was pitch... I had my lights on outside of my house, but where he was, it was pitch black by the pond, and all I saw when I looked over, because I felt something just looking at me, I saw its eyes, and I was like, oh no.
Jeez. No, that's... Because you think you can take on a cat that like that, but they're so heavy, so fast, so efficient on their hunting, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're a little bit different than a predator than I would say like a brown bear. A brown bear is, they're more skittish. They're kind of like that cute, like, I mean, little brother. They're still dangerous. I mean, you should still consider them dangerous and not like, you know, I'm not saying like go out and pet a brown bear and do that or a black bear.
No, I you don't have to tell me that. I won't do that.
Yeah, sorry. That's not what I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
They're a little bit more amicable than a mountain lion. Because a mountain lion, it does not care. If it's hungry, it will go after you. And I wasn't in a safe space outside. And the way it was, I've been stalked by a mountain lion before. It was definitely hunting.
Oh my God, no, no way. But how do you know it's the same fox that comes every year? No, not fox. What's the name of the
black coyote? Bear.
The coyote.
Well, the black bear or the coyote.
How do you know it's the same one?
They have one of them has an ear, kind of like that's been a chunk taken out of its ear.
Oh.
So they'll have kind of little things like that about their body. And then, sometimes I'm just assuming, I'm hoping that they weren't killed or they didn't die.
Right. I don't know their lifespan, but the little details that you see on them, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about social media. When did you felt the need or decide it was a good move to start social media for Kiki?
The reason actually I went to social media, it wasn't for clients actually at all. It wasn't for advertising reasons. The reason why I went was because I wanted to meet other women like myself. I mean, I wanted to connect with other women because prior to that, I hadn't. In what we do, I hadn't talked to a lot of them, and I just wanted to feel some kind of friendship. Mm-hmm. And then, I realized it's both. It's like community, but it is advertising too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like when women are open to meet me or to talk to me or interact with me. I like that. That's making me feel good about it, Because, the guys will like the pictures we post, it's a different feeling when you get, to talk to girls, to women.
Yeah, I definitely think they know, they've been through most of the struggles you've been in. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have been in your shoes or not in your shoes.
But it's nice to hear each one's story once you get to talk to the person. It's nice to see from different perspectives, because sometimes you think you had a hard, but you always find somebody that had even worse, and it makes you humble, right?
Yeah, I mean, things like that definitely make you more humble, and you just realize that there's a lot more struggles out there, mm-hmm, than what you're currently going through.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel too, because even though somebody always have to pet the way for you, you didn't create this, you're not going to be the first, you're not going to be the last, but there is definitely always somebody that had to go through more hardships than we did.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, when I hear about other struggles and the pain, oh man, I just think I admire that person so much, because to go through that much pain, you come out with so much strength. Mm-hmm. And to be able to converse with someone that has that much strength it's wonderful. It's a highlight of my life. I love it. I love seeing their strength.
Yeah, it's not that we wish that, but once you see that happened, they came out and they're still thriving, that's a really nice feeling, right?
Yeah.
How do you deal with daily marketing routines, being that you are a bit of both introvert and extrovert, but without having the life drain out of you, because it takes hours to do everything we do, people don't see a lot of behind the scenes, right? So how do you, what it takes for you, how do you deal with that?
Lately I put reminders on my phone of little things that I have to do throughout the day for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that I kind of didn't care as much, and I would go off social media for a week, 2 weeks at a time and just kind of like leave. And then I would go back when I would have to advertise again or something like that. But now I'm doing it a lot more consistently. And it makes me feel, you know, more productive.
Do you think nowadays we have a necessity to be validated by strangers online? I say strangers, but it could be the people we know or sort of you know online as well. Say you post something, like you need people to come out and say something, or just putting out there and knowing that they're reading is already enough for you.
I think, you know, so yeah, when I post something, I always hope that it's reciprocated well. But then, you know, after I post it, I just think, you know, it's your opinion. I mean, you shouldn't really give a fuck what other people think about you. I mean, so I think I have both. I struggle with both.
Yeah, I guess there are some. Oh, we lost her. Let me try to get her back. All right, we got her back, and let me see, what were we saying? Just saying.
We were talking about validation.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tweets.
So I was saying that sometimes I post. Now I remember, and I'm gonna leave that in here. Okay, so they see the struggles. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I like to post quotes because I think it's uplifting, you know? And I'm not creative every day to come up with new stuff. But I like to post something uplifting to people, and sometimes it depends how I feel that day. I want to post about that, you know?
Yeah. I like to do quotes too because I definitely think they're uplifting. I don't post a lot of what I probably would post, just because I have a really dark, sarcastic humor.
Some people like that, you know, like I know a lot of people that they have very dry sense of humor. Sometimes they make jokes I don't really understand, so they have to explain to me, which loses the funny of it.
Well, most of the time when I, like, if I try to do it, people will misconstrue it or misunderstand what I'm trying to say, and they'll take it the wrong way. And so I kind of just do happy things, or if it's a stance about something that I'm very passionate about, I will talk about that. Okay. I mean, I like to talk about your rights as a human. I like to point out what's fucked up in our community, in our world. I like to point out about education, fun, interesting articles that is a really good read. I mean,
do you think people read the articles? Like, because I feel like people that like you and they follow you, probably they would, if they have the time, they would be interested in read what you are interested in, right?
Yeah, most of the compliments I get are kind of just more centered around, like, what I'm passionate about.
What would you say is your number one passion?
Enlightenment.
Okay. No, it's good because a lot of people need, you know, like, some people they don't even realize they need until they hear something.
Yes, I'm just really into being more, you know, self-aware and taking in people's different perceptions and somehow trying to find common ground. And even, you know, there are some times where you just can't, you just gotta accept, you know, and I think accepting is a big deal too.
Well, you don't have to agree with everybody, you just have to respect people's point of view, right? Yeah. Do you think after starting the professional dating life you got to meet a lot of more people that you probably would have never met before?
Definitely. I mean, just not even like different personalities, but different cultures that they bring along with them, the stories that they have brought that has been passed down from generations of their family. Like, I mean, that is so cool, and it's so honoring to hear those stories, to hear about a person's life. I mean, and to be able to share that and for them to talk to me honestly, if they can, I mean, that's a wonderful experience.
I know, right? I feel like, I feel like I met a lot of people I would probably never met in my life, and I learned so much with them, like about everything, you know. I had this person I met, Ryan, when I first started, and he said to me, even though we had shared tips, like if you got a tip, you had to give 50%. So they used to tell me, like, whenever you get a tip, save that. Save that for your retirement. And I start saving, not the tips, because I could not keep. You know, you have to give in, and then you get a paycheck. But then I start saving a portion of my paycheck for retirement, for taxes and for retirement. And I still, to this day, you know, I save for taxes and for the retirement. And I got to meet, like, investors that would help me with my investments, and just learn about a lot of things that I didn't know before, you know?
Yeah.
Even how to build my credit. Because when I first got here, I had to start a whole new persona, a whole new person. I didn't know anything about nothing.
No, I mean, I felt like I was the same way. I started when I was really young, and I felt like this whole industry has helped me prepare myself into adulthood. I mean, you know, not just in society, but emotionally, psychologically, everything. I mean, it's helped me a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you are on the right path over there.
Yeah.
I have a few more things about social media here. Do you believe the need of a constant social media can be considered an addiction on certain individuals?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone that's addicted to something can be addicted, that has those addiction, you know, that disease, those qualities. They can become addicted to anything. Like, I feel the same way sometimes when I'm, like, I will even constantly, like, check things, and then I feel like I'm crazy. I feel like I'm not stable. I'm not, like, being me. I'm being a slave to this technology that we have.
But, like, don't you feel that a lot of people can be, let's maybe not use the word addiction, which I suppose in certain studies is considered an addiction. But, like you said, of constant need now. What did you just say?
It's a, like, a need, a feeling, an urge.
Yeah, like, you have to all the time doing that, and you have to show everything that you are doing. Because what we do mostly is a marketing. But the people out there that are not us, they do because they have a need to show.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say, I mean, maybe we do too have a need to show, you know, who knows?
You know, sometimes I feel like that. I think I go through intervals sometimes, and I think that's what a lot of people do, you know? They feel like if you're big on social media and that's kind of like your advertising, I think people go through dips. They feel bad. They feel, you know, sometimes maybe they have that need, you know, and then other times they're like, I don't care. It's whatever. It is what it is. I accept how everything is. And if people don't like it, or if something happens, then I'm okay with it. And that's the beauty when you can get to that point.
Right.
You know? And sometimes I mean, I can definitely get to that point, but yeah, I'm human. There are times where I do feel like I'm a little bit a slave to social media, not just like physically checking things, but even emotionally too.
Do you have a routine to decompress from all the pressures to look great, feel happy all the time, absorb other people's energy and make people happy? Do you feel need to retrieve sometimes?
Yes, I do. I take myself away from social media and I'll either call some of my friends and talk to them, call family, hang out, hang out with girlfriends, hanging out with friends, and then spend a lot of time like with my animals and by myself and analyzing a lot of different things, a lot of different situations that have happened to me, and think about how that truly makes me feel.
Drop the phone and computer, live out there in the corner, not even look that way.
Yeah, I definitely try to. I try to do that, and I try to at least do like 2 days if I can.
Mm-hmm. Like a day off.
Yeah,
I do that. I do have a lot of communication with my family too, you know, and probably I should drop my phone a little more than I do. Just like live in a corner, not even looking that way for a while, you know, just to do other things that are not related to communicating, because I do tend to communicate a lot.
But, well, hey, I wish I could be like, you know, on social media all the time without feeling a bit of crazy, you know, and maybe those are probably just my own hangups that I have with myself or with whatever I'm dealing with in my personal life. And it's always good to take a break if you just can't handle things.
Yeah, not even if you can handle, probably just to get away from it a little bit, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, introspection into yourself is always healthy.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a big presence online before the professional dating life?
No. No, never. No, I wasn't. In my personal life, I always talk crap about Twitter. No, I do. I always would talk crap. I'd always talk crap about Facebook. I hate it. The only reason why I have Facebook now is because I have family on there, so it's just to keep up with them or old
friends.
Oh, that's
me too, yeah. Mine is totally private. I don't have anybody there that I haven't met in person.
Yeah.
Facebook for me, no, I can't. But I also never had Twitter, and I fought for the longest time, almost 2 years, not to get one. And then I surrender.
I know, I surrendered. I mean, I wanted to meet other girls, and so I was like, okay, I'll do it. Fine.
Fine, I'm gonna show myself here. I tried once the online date thing, and I couldn't do it. I never even met anybody. I never physically left my house to meet somebody.
Wow.
People were talking to me, and I always found excuses not to go. And then I felt like when I started this, you know, talking on forums and message boards, I felt like, man, this is like online dating.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot like that. Definitely, because I used to do online dating, and it was always long distance. Mm-hmm. So most of this is long distance. It's very similar.
That's so funny. Life repeats itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was a little reluctant, you know, to do all of that, and I ended up doing. I still haven't fully done Instagram. I have my account, and I haven't fully done it.
I have a personal Instagram, but I don't have a Instagram for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of girls that do, and they really love it. Mm-hmm. It really works for them. Right now, I couldn't handle another like social media thing.
It's all types of electronic types of communication. I get crazy. So many passwords to have. Jeez.
Well, and so many things to check. I mean, I think what I like to do is I try to, you know, stop all the various ways of what I have to check just for work and try to minimize it.
You can spend hours doing that if you're not checking yourself, right?
Well, yeah. Well, because you can miss things. Like, there's a lot of things I've missed. Like, and that's not fun. It's not fun to be like, oh, I missed out on something.
Right.
That was going to be a lot of fun that I really would have liked.
Right. Do you mean in life in general or online?
Oh, online.
Okay. You know, sometimes I feel like the more people I follow, the less I can see my timeline. Like, it goes by so fast. So many posts. Sometimes I miss posts that I would have enjoyed seeing and interact with. But because I'm following a lot of people, I don't get to see almost.
Yeah. I wish, like, Twitter would kind of make that better. I mean, but then again, I have to, like, clean up some of the followers that are following me or, I mean, that I'm following. Maybe I should just mute a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. I have done a little bit just from my previous place where I was, just so I detach, you know? Nothing, yeah. Sometimes, like, with some of them, not even personal, it's just to detach from that, you know?
Yeah.
How do you think your followers can help you having a healthy social media life?
Healthy. Well, you know, they're there for to support me. I mean, when they show me support, it really brings me happiness. It makes me feel like what I'm doing matters. Like, who I am matters. And I know that's, you know, that's not exactly what you should be preaching, because you get that self-validation from yourself. That's what you're supposed to do. But I mean, they contribute to my happiness when they're supporting me. Like, that makes me feel like Superwoman.
But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think everybody would like to feel supported, you know? Like, even though you don't need a certain validation, you still want, like, people to see what you do and say, hey, she's a cool girl, you know, like, I like what she does. It makes me happy when she posts or when she posts a picture, because God knows how long it takes me to post a nice picture.
You need to post one soon.
I know, right? No, but I mean, we do. It's not easy, because then you have the emotional, and you never think you are prepared for a photo shoot, right? You never think you look good enough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least I think that way, you know, like, I dread doing new photo shoots.
I hate them. I mean, I've been in the industry for like, what, almost 5 years, and I only did 3, and then I just finally did one this month.
Which looks really nice, by the way. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hate photo shoots. They're well, no, I shouldn't say I hate them. I really despise them, because I get really nervous. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this. I'm going to talk myself out of this. This person's not going to know my angles or something.
And they're going to tell me to do something I'm not into doing, and a pose that I don't want to be doing.
Yeah. And then, though, when you get there, it's not bad. Like, when you have a great connection with the photographer, or when they're constantly showing you everything, that how your body's posed, and you get to see, like, okay, I see what I'm doing there. I don't like that face there, or that pose is not working. It's nice. I mean, that's kind of the joy of it. And even, like, feeling sore. Like, I felt sore
after
my photo shoot afterwards. I felt, that made me feel really good. I'm like, wow, that means I just felt like I did a good job.
And how about when they send you the pictures to choose from the pictures that they took? I feel like I couldn't choose from none of it. And then they have to get into your head and say, no, just choose the best you can and know. And I'm going to help out. We're going to fix a little thing here and there because the cameras are very evil.
It is so hard to pick them out. I mean, I constantly need help. I asked a couple of ladies help for my photos. I was like, hey, can you tell me which one you like the best? Because I kind of like three the best, but I want someone else's opinion.
Right? No, it's good.
The thing that I found most interesting, I did a post like the other week about like, hey, because I couldn't decide which one I wanted to use as my profile picture. So I posted like four different photos of kind of like the same pose.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite, not a lot of people liked. It was the least favorite of the photos that I posted that they liked.
It's
which
always
was
like that.
Crazy to me.
It's always like that. Usually use the ones that you don't like. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So I guess now I just have to look through all of them and be like, okay, so the ugly one, that's what they're going to like? Okay.
But I will tell you, you gotta love the photographers that are professional, respectful, help direct you, you know, and help you create a nice job. Because those people, let me tell you, their job is hard. Because I can be, I'm kind of nice, but I can be a little frustrating sometimes. Like, you know, I need a lot of directions from photographers. I don't mind if they tell me, do this, do that. I don't mind. Just tell me how you see me from your angle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, what I think we talk a little bit about that, but maybe like in a couple words, you know, like what do you think is the best way to deal with online acceptance or rejection? This is like in general, like for men, women, people out there that are listening to us.
Okay. Well, for my personality type, sometimes I can have like an emotional reaction, I'll admit, you know, that's who I am. I get a stall.
About acceptance or rejection, the online world.
I try to just, take some time, like say if it's something that I don't like what someone said or something.
Uh-huh.
If it's something that's a little bit negative,
It's okay. let me talk a little bit so you come up to your thoughts. I listen to a lot of philosophers, you know, and I'm listening to this Brazilian philosopher, and he talks in a few of his videos about that quote, know thyself. Meaning, if you know yourself, there's nothing somebody can do to hurt you. Because if somebody says, hey Jade, you know, like, one time I did like funny, little cutesy funny videos, you know, for my channel. And I was singing, and this person commented about how crooked my teeth was. And I was like, okay, of all the things you could say, you say that. But that's okay. I'm like, hey, he's right. My teeth is crooked. So should I be upset? It is crooked. He's telling me the truth. So I didn't really care much. But that made me in the future, you know, think about using braces. And I'm almost in the end of my treatment, and it won't be crooked anymore. But at the time, what he said was right.
Yeah, I have to, like, take myself away. And sometimes I'll think about it, and maybe I'll want to respond. Or sometimes I just don't, and I just take it for, you know, for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or what it is.
Yeah, I mean, One, you don't have to let that get to you. If you are criticized or reject, then there's how many people in the world, you know, that can accept you. And honestly, it's best to have quality followers than quantity.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you have followers or lurkers being negative towards you? If so, does that make how that make you feel? It's a little bit of towards the questions we just had, you know, but do you have people directly, like, saying things to you, mean things?
No, but I think, I mean, I don't know. I think people don't care about me enough to say bad things yet. I haven't had that experience, luckily. But I do think if you have that experience, you probably made it on social media. You're doing something right. You know? You have haters.
Right. Now, I just rather think that you have people that really enjoy seeing what you post rather than haters.
You know, sometimes, though, I'm like, I get a little bit indignant. I'm like, hey, why isn't saying anything?
Right? God forbid there starts today.
Yeah, give me some of that negativity.
How do you feel? You talked before a little bit about disconnecting for a couple of days, right? And then, or in your tours, when you come back, how does that make you feel? Make you feel good? Make you feel anxious? Thinking that, or you think like out of sight, out of mind feeling?
It's, so when I come back home, honestly, I can feel drained. It's not exactly, it's not from the tour itself. I always feel like it's from flying, you know, and that's where I will, like, sometimes I'll just go MIA for 4 days or 3 days a week from my email after a tour, and I'll just kind of, you know, stall, and people be like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I just...
But are you afraid that they just gonna forget you and give more attention to other people, or that doesn't bother you?
No, that doesn't bother me, because that will happen. Like, I mean, if you're talking about touring, or if you don't tour a lot as much as you used to, or say if you talk regularly with someone and then now it's only, you know, once a month here or there, sometimes, I mean, that's only natural, but I don't really mind it. I know that, okay, I'm gonna stop that because I'm just like,
it happens because we keep talking and then we lose the train of thought. It's normal, okay?
I know, and then then I'm thinking, I'm all like, wait a second, what the fuck am I talking about? Am I saying this right?
No, this happens to me all the time. Sometimes I talk or I write something, and I'm like, when I wanted to write a new blog, you go and write notes, and I'm like, what the hell was I talking?
I'm like, I just feel like I'm talking in circles about nothing. Oh my god. Dude, all these clients are going to be like, she's super high.
No, they're not going to think. They're just going to think, I mean, it sounds cute, you know, like we all, this happened to all of us. You know, like when you're talking to a new person and then it comes blank and you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
And you're like, what do I say? Like, it's going to rain today?
I know. That's what I always resort to. I'll resort to some weather talk and then I'm like, that was so lame. That's the small chat that you came up with.
Or sometimes, well, like, not all the time, but sometimes I will, like, what did you have for lunch?
Yeah. Did you get a haircut?
The hair is super long all the way down to the shoulders. And like, did you have a haircut?
Yeah.
No, but that's normal. This happened to all of us, you know. That's why we're keeping our day job.
Yeah.
While many wish to express their opinions, beliefs, and there is a considerate amount of let me think how I phrase this question, because this sounds like crazy, see? there are a lot of people that want to express their opinions, and you have to understand people's opinion on online, because it's not because they're not in front of you that you're not going to consider that, right? But do you think, on top of that, some resort to bullying, to just say things to hurt people's feelings? And when they do that, do you think that kind of behavior might come from someone that feel, how do you say, feel, there's a word here, my phone self-spelled, it feel left out or no, rejected.
Yeah, exactly. So those type of people, I'm definitely learning, because I'm trying to learn more about myself and my own feelings. And when I do negative things around other people, like why I'm truly doing them, those type of people are in pain. Uh-huh. That is why they like to bully. That is why they like to say mean things that are not constructive at all. I mean, they're hurting inside. And, you know, I don't want to sound definite, but these are just opinions from my experiences dealing with bullies throughout my life and then other people's experiences. I just feel like those people are hurting inside because of bad childhood, bad experiences, that doesn't condone what they're doing. But from my understanding, I just think they're in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it could be one of the answers for that, because how do you justify some acts against somebody and you see that you're making the other person hurt and you don't stop? Like, I don't understand that, you know?
All I can say is, from my experiences, when I wasn't aware of other people's emotions, when I wasn't even aware of my emotions, I would feel anger at first towards a person, whatever they've done to me. And it could have been not even a negative thing. It's just how I took it.
Uh-huh.
And because I was actually hurt. I wasn't angry. I was hurt. But uh-huh. I was protecting myself with anger so I wouldn't be vulnerable and say, hey, that hurt. I would lash out.
So you went on the defensive mode, and that yes. closed your mind to think that was just the person said this wrong and you don't want to even hear what exactly meant?
Yes, that's how ignorant and I was with my emotions. Mm-hmm. And as a child, that's how I learned to protect myself, is with anger.
But I think it's safe to say that a lot of people have done that. They have heard something, understood in a way they understood, and answer in a way that they would as being very defensive. Now, let me ask you, there are people that on purpose, they wanted to say things to hurt people, you know? Like when people say about people's appearances, when they talk about, you know, like status in life, when they talk about, anything that would interfere and offend you as a person, I suppose.
Now I try not to be that 8-year-old child anymore and become defensive. Now when people do that, I have to take a step back.
Uh-huh.
And I have to do a little bit of emotional work uh-huh. on myself, just to really feel where I'm feeling those emotions that maybe I brought out in myself because of what I read, what someone said to me. And if it is a mean thing, a negative thing, instead of being mad or anything, I just kind of realize I feel bad for the other person, because mm-hmm. it to me, it sounds like they're in pain. Something is going on in their life
uh-huh.
and they're lashing out. And so I feel for the person. I try to most of the time.
And you hope that they fix whatever is going on in their life, so they're starting treating other people better.
Yes. Instead of hurting people and lashing out it with anger, I'm definitely trying more to kill people with kindness.
Uh-huh. Just like, yeah. I mean, eventually you would hope. That's such a hard subject, you know, because eventually you would hope that the person see, hey, you know, let me try to get to know this person before I go and say something that is hurtful, right? Let me try to know what this person is about it. Because I have become friends with people that bullied me before. And I was just super shy and quiet, you know, like when the teachers in school used to call my name, I used to get all red. Like I felt my skin burning. Like if somebody, the teacher talked to me in class. And I used to have to go home every single day. I hear the bell at the end of the school time, and I had to run home because these girls would come after me every single day. And I became friends with one of them, and we talk about it, you know, like, I don't think it's like she recognized that. I think she just forgot that she did that.
Yeah.
Because she never said them sorry, you know, about the thing. But I chose to just move on from that.
That's good. I mean, all you can do really is look at your past experiences and grow and learn from them. I mean, a lot of my past, I've said a lot of mean things to people because I was hurting, because of what was happening to me and not other people. And I look back at my past and I see that stuff that I used to do, and all I can do is accept that was the person I was. But since I've accepted it and I've felt those feelings, I can now grow from it. Or at least that's what I'm hoping to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really nice to hear, because that makes you feel good about yourself as well, right?
Well, it's always good to, I've been reading anyways, it's better to accept those feelings, accept that part of yourself, because when you don't, it's hindering your growth, it's hindering the real truth about you, and it's hindering your ability to love yourself, I've learned.
Another question, I don't know, let me ask you and then you think, like, how you're gonna respond to me, okay? Overall, how does that do for your mental health? I don't know if I'm asking myself again, you know, but I had this question here and I felt like I should ask.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm learning all these tools that I've been able to grow and learn about through some books that I've been reading, it's been amazing for my mental health. I feel better about myself. I feel better about the universe. I feel better about other people. And when I understand actually how much pain people are in, instead of having anger first, it just makes me... It makes me feel like I'm really aware that I'm human.
I think we all have like a little bit, like, let's say you read a bad comment on something that you post online, and you look and you're like, huh, really? This person, so-and-so, whatever, you know? And then you're thinking all these thoughts, and then you step back a little bit and you're like, wait a second. Really? Should I let this bother me or affect my day because I read that? Or should I just read it, process, and move on? Because it's always best when you don't let the little things bother you during the day. Because let's face it, everybody have so much to deal every day, you know? And if we let the little things get to us, then you will never be able to complete anything in your day.
I agree. You are so right about processing it. Just process it, feel your emotions, accept those emotions, and then move on. That is the best way, or at least the best way for me, I found, to deal with all these like little things throughout the day that can add up to a big thing. But just process it, and you're right, move on.
So we are getting to the end of our podcast recording. If there is anybody out there that is feeling a little low, you know, and feeling like you felt before, what would you say, whether it's man or woman, what would you tell them?
I would say keep persevering. That's all you need. And keep a lot of positive things in your life. And just like that book, don't sweat the small stuff.
We do have to agree that it's hard for people to keep the positive when there's a lot of things going on in their mind. And I feel that this is a podcast for us to have a few more girls that decide to talk to us about it. But it's really hard for people, right? How do you bring yourself from the bottom?
I try to read a lot of literature that gives me new insight into either about my life or about other perceptions of people's lives. I feel like that's a positivity to me, is when I bring knowledge into my life. And then different conversations with people that are just telling you about their lives, they're happy. I feel that contagious happiness, and it really directs it back into my life.
Would you be willing to have a blog post talking about those books? Like not like huge thing about it, but giving the name, the author, and what you took from each book in a few words?
Oh yes, I can definitely do that. I have actually a bunch of books that I will read throughout the week that just really help me.
Thank you, Kiki, for opening up to us and give us all this time to talk to. And I hope people like the conversation we had. And we will in the future talk a little bit more about things and about new things that are happening in your life if you have the time. I hope people enjoy listening. And I hope you have a great day, a great week, a great month. Very profitable, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for interviewing me. I have enjoyed our time together. Thank you to the fans that have listened. I hope that this has helped you and enlightened you a little bit about our lives. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You can find the link for this podcast on iTunes or in my website. I have a section, jadecapri.com, and on Podomatic. Thank you.